the city, it seems like the...
I was in Fond du Lac County.
Yeah, the less the requirements to be a local. Like,
yeah.
I came from a small town where it's like, if you weren't born there, you'd never get it. Like,
where at?
Lodi.
Yep. Yeah. I know where it is.
Yeah. It was like, there were people that lived there for 50 years, but they weren't born there, didn't graduate, so they were never a local. It's like, you got to get to a bigger city.
Uh-huh.
You're good?
We're good.
All right. So I guess tell me a little bit about your involvement with Fishing Has No Boundaries and Walleye Weekend and how that all comes together.
Fishing Has No Boundaries, I started on the board about 3 years ago. A couple of their board members asked me to join with me working at the Arc Fond du Lac, and then also knowing that I had a child with autism. And then this year, I'm junior co-chair for Walleye Weekend. So I get to drive around in a nice fancy cart and do whatever it needs to be done and everything. So just drive around, see what people need, and help out wherever needs possible.
What is the mission of Fishing Has No Boundaries, and especially in connection to an event like this where you've got so many people coming into the community?
The mission for Fishing Has No Boundaries is to give opportunities for people with disabilities to get out there and be able to fish, in essence, in a nutshell. So we try to get them opportunities and chances to go out fishing. We do two events, one in the summer and one in the winter, during ice fishing season, to get out there and do what they need to do and have fun.
So one of the things about, we're focused on walleye, but it's fishing in general, is that, you know, for some people, they would look at it like, we got to have a lot of money. You got to have a boat. You got to have a big motor and a trailer and a truck and free time. But there's other ways to get access to fishing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because with our summer event, we are always looking for boat captains that have pontoon boats, some that have fishing boats, whatever. But it's even nicer if they have a pontoon boat, because our members with disabilities sometimes feel more comfortable on the bigger boats to go out fishing and everything.
And are you a fisherman yourself?
No, I am not. I am not a fisherman by chance, but I don't mind going out there and helping out if need be.
So talk to me a little about the importance of Walleye Weekend in Fond du Lac. Why is it walleye, first of all, and how does that feel?
I think because of the size of the lake, and then when they started it over 40 years ago, this event, they wanted to grow this this tournament, the Mercury Boat Tournament and everything. I think it's key for the community in a sense that it gives us a sense of something, that a sense of pride of something happening in our town and everything. So I think it's a great to have, and I'm happy to be a part of it and everything. So it's wonderful.
And now, do you eat walleye?
Yes, I do. Yes.
What's your opinion on fish in general? Is it walleye premium, or where does that fit in with that?
To me, it's right in the middle. I'm a big, probably perch guy, more perch than anything. So
that's a good choice too.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Can I get you to say and spell your name and give your title for this event?
My name is Grant Monroe, spelled G-R-A-N-T M-O-N-R-O-E, and I am junior co-chair for Walleye Weekend, and I work at the Arc Fond du Lac.
All right. Thank you so much.
Right,
really appreciate
you.
It.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
No, it's a great